Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's a Rich the Always Show. Welcome in. So what else on a day like this? Dom Giordano pinch hitting. The side question of the day. What is your prediction for 2020? And Dan and I have given you some of ours, but I went back. USA Today had a big piece. 20 predictions for 2020. Here's what people said would happen by this year. Life expectancy would rise past 100.
What's it at now?
It's gone down.
Has it?
In many places, it's gone down substantially because of the opioid crisis, suicide, and the rest. In a lot of Trump counties, that's one of the reasons he won. There are counties in Ohio that may have gone down by a couple years.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Back in 2014, it was up around close to 80%, and it's fallen down close to 70%.
Yeah, the United Nations.
I'm sorry, 70 years old.
Yeah, it's shocking. Computers will be invisible. Think of these maniacs. What do you mean computers will be invisible? Books will
like chips in your brain.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
what
like
okay.
like the sci-fi of that
okay.
time.
Books will be dead.
Which is true.
Not really.
No, I think it's true. I mean, books themselves aren't dead per se, but the way that they're transmitted to people are. So whether that's via audiobook or e-reader.
Right.
But the traditional holding a book is, it's definitely dying.
Not among conservatives. Conservatives are buying books. We wouldn't have speaker series.
It's almost become
it.
A niche thing, though.
I like the way you said that niche thing. I think it's niche still. You say niche and I say niche. Yeah. Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, similar to how once cassettes came in, record collectors became a niche thing.
Niche thing.
I think books will too.
You might be right, by the way, in the niche. Listeners are already correcting me
pretty
on social
sure
media. I can
niche.
Feel it. Yeah. Your every move will be tracked. Okay. We're pretty close to that. World population will reach 8 billion. I don't know that it has. It's 7.7. Okay. China will be the world's largest economy. Take that, China. Trump says no. We will have self-driving cars. And they say that like this is a good thing. Now, you know, this is one of my real annoyances. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live in a world of any of that nonsense of self-driving cars. No.
I'm surprised that they had such a conservative prediction and they didn't say flying cars.
Yeah, the Jetsons. Americans will vote electronically from home. No, you're not going to do that. No. You know what? I think yesterday, I should have said this yesterday, when we were schlepping in here from your vehicle, you were kind enough to drop me. It was pretty arduous.
The girlfriend's vehicle.
The girlfriend's vehicle. Thank you, girlfriend. I want a day like that yesterday, only 20 degrees colder. To be election day. That's what I want. Think of how dreary yesterday was. And all the bars will be closed. And I would open up the bars. Why can't Democrats go to the bars and get drunk on election day if they don't want to vote? Open up the hookah houses. Open up the vaping parlors.
Hookah houses.
Yes.
What do you think they do at hookah houses? It's not like they're getting high in there.
Yeah, but it's a distraction.
Open up the hookah houses.
Have NFL football play all day long. Have basketball playing too. Have highway.
Have baseball come back.
Have baseball do a special game.
That is during baseball season, right?
November. Have hockey, the outdoor rink. Let them do that. Yes. I would do all those things on election day. What else could we do on election? You know, well, that would be a great thing.
How about a citywide carnival?
Yes. Shut down the traffic so you have to walk because they like that, shut down the cars and all that on election day. That's a good topic. What would you like to see done on election day? I mean, why am I saying that? Come on, Don, we know why you're saying. No, I think people ought to be free.
Voter suppression.
Right. People ought to be free. There ought to be the opportunity to do whatever you want. If you don't feel like voting, you're a millennial. Alarm clocks will be banned on election day. You'll have to figure out what time it is. They'll be confiscated. Okay, let's see. China will be on the path to democracy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
How's that looking?
Well, I guess they're kind of on a path, just a very rocky path, right? With the protesters out there demanding democracy.
They're not on any path. Yeah, that's going to be a big prediction in 2020. They're not going to let that go on forever.
Well, the Chinese government's not.
Right.
But the Chinese people, I think, are somewhat getting onto the path towards democracy.
By the way, here's a wild thing. Bloomberg says when he's elected president, he'll use the Oval Office for some official functions. But the rest of the time, I'll be a leader among people. He wants to have open offices in the Oval Office.
Oh, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. The dignity, the state. You know, if you ever have a chance, it is one of the great things to be invited to do. I've been there twice. The Oval Office, but the one with Trump for 50 minutes is an all-timer. And Bloomberg wants to make it an open office with little cubicles. Can you imagine junking up the Oval Office? Okay. We will have personal companions, was the prediction. This device will check your email notifications, present the information that you need. When you go to the store, you can tell it what recipes you want to prepare. It'll generate a list of ingredients that you need to pick up.
Sounds like a smartphone.
You know what, by the way, Marty was shadowing me the other day at the store. I hate that thing.
I'm Giordano.
And I just feel for the people there. He just goes around blabbing, you know, spill in aisle two. And I go to aisle two and take a look. There's no spill. And people have to go over, schlep over there and pretend to clean it up because Marty says there's a spill over there. Okay.
Wait, before you go on, personal yes. companions, which can be construed as cell phones. By yes. the way, great app idea, having the give a recipe and give the ingredient list. But do you, Dom Giordano, think that having a personal companion in your pocket is a benefit or a detriment to society?
It's a negative towards society. It's a benefit toward me to have more information, but I don't use it.
Only
I mean,
you could be the only one that had it, right?
Yes. I don't monopolize it. I don't, you know, do any, I, you know. I'm purely informational, then I look away and engage. I don't think I'm on my phone constantly.
No, you're not.
Okay. Cars will be able to go months without refueling.
Well, look at Tesla.
Oh, God, back to the Tesla.
Electric cars are becoming a thing. They can go long distances.
All right, now here's a pretty good prediction. Heart disease and depression will be the world's top diseases.
Which is true, right?
Yeah, pretty much true. I should have printed out all... let's see. I should have printed out more. I don't have all 20 of them.
What's the headline?
The headline is USA Today, 20 predictions for 2020. And again, most of these things are outlandish. So at the end of your call today, just hit us with your prediction for 2020. Something that you believe is going to happen this year. In addition to the ones that I gave you. By the way, Dan, when we were looking at life expectancy, there's a study out today how opioid deaths, now we know this commonsensically, rose in towns where U.S. auto plants have closed. Opioid deaths sharply rise in American communities where multinational automakers have closed their United States plants and outsourced those jobs to foreign companies. This is JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, notes that American communities that experienced an auto plant closure within the last 5 years saw a much greater rate of opioid deaths than communities whose auto plants have remained open, confirming that towns and small cities that have been hit by job killing, free trade, have suffered more in the opioid crisis. And Democrats still don't get it. What is their message? The chief buffoon, their frontrunner, Biden, yesterday. Well, you guys are going to have to learn code. No. These are people that not only have a certain skill set, but they have a certain culture that's associated with this. And Democrats are basically telling them, tough. Trump comes along and says, we are going to fight back. We're going to do something about that. And they call it a fairy tale. If it comes down to that in an election cycle, which one do we think people are going to choose? And guess what? You know where a lot of these auto plants are located? Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Democrats don't like it because these are jobs that people there want. And they want to tell them, no, Everybody's got to be coding computers.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.